Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, it's a football Friday with no football on the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how we feeling, buddy?
Spike Lee, doing pretty good, brother. We have made it through the worst week that we could have made it through. And then, quite frankly, we made it through with flying colors.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
No football this weekend. And quite frankly, the week has flown by.
A plus for us this week.
I really got to give it to us.
Yes.
Jackie Baseball, hang on. Pitches and catches in a couple weeks. All right, you'll be able to pop in a blue chute in. But until then,
get ready for
February 9th. Holla at your boy.
Spike is starting to open the show in his Broad's voice. I want that to be
am I?
A little bit. A little bit. Like, little Broadsy.
Is it a little because the voice is a little screwy this
could
week,
could be a little
too?
Bit. We okay. are a day away.
Yes. From what?
From being in New Orleans.
Oh.
Yeah. Is Bourbon Street ready for this show?
Oh, come on. I'm going to stay up past 9.
Yep.
Maybe.
We're going to get wild.
Oh,
and you know who's not going to be there?
Who?
Kyle Quinn.
Oh, he's not going.
No, I gave him crap in between the breaks here.
Oh, yeah. She's not good.
You got to earn it. It's not fair, man.
No, it's mean. It's mean. I love Kyle.
You got to earn it. He hasn't earned it yet.
The next Super Bowl?
We'll see. We'll see where the show's at that.
Yeah.
It is a midday show.
Yeah, he's still got that mustache, right? I haven't even looked. Does he? Yeah.
No. He's a tough one to look at. He's like a peeper. Starting early today.
That is
Starting
wrong.
Starting early today.
Show on
know
show
what
crime.
Be like.
Yeah. All right, big show, Football Friday. No game on Sunday, but we still treat it like a Football Friday. Nick Kostos going to join us at 2:40, maybe help you game plan out your Super Bowl betting menu with Nick.
We got a Pro Bowl game Sunday.
Can you bet on that?
Yeah, of course you can.
Oh, okay. All right, see if Kostos is betting on the Pro Bowl. Elliot Short Parks will join us at 3, find out what he thinks about BG playing in the Super Bowl, maybe any other injury updates. There's no game on Sunday, but Tornado Shapiro's game day forecast happens anyway at 3:30. Very special guest. It's hard to tell these guys apart. Normally we have Jaws at 4 o'clock. Gilly the Kid, sort of like they look exactly the same.
Gilly
going to join us at 4.
Wow.
Yes, and the top 5 at 5. It's a big show. It's a big show.
It is a big show on a Friday.
So
how about that?
I actually tuned in for about 7 minutes last night to Fritz at 6.
That's about all of it. Yeah.
More than enough.
More than enough.
You know, I had Jack for so many hours during the day. Who needs more Jack?
Sure.
But the show, it was a good topic last night, Jack. And here was the question, Ike, because I don't think I know your answer to this. Mm-hmm. His supposition was that if the Eagles win this Super Bowl, this season, this team is the greatest Philadelphia team of all time. Do you agree with that?
Wow.
It's big.
Here's what I like about the question. I think it's an interesting topic.
Sure.
I can't wait to hear everyone else's opinion on this. I don't think there's one right opinion. Obviously, we're prisoners of the moment. But the one thing about Philadelphia, it is rich in history. Mm-hmm. And it's very knowledgeable about its sports history here. So I can't wait to hear from everybody else on some of the other teams that they would maybe consider as being the best. With that being said, there is a hint there that I too would believe this is the best team ever.
Really?
Yes, I would believe this is the best team ever if they win the championship. You know, they win a championship. When I look at the level of talent, when I look at – now, here's the thing. With some of those other teams, we have the benefit of knowing the results.
Yes, the perspective on the careers of those guys.
Yeah, it's already there, right? Yep. The Hall of Famers there, yep. You know, so I get all of that. And I know we'll dive through it. We'll comb through it with a fine-tooth comb, trying to figure out which team is the best. But I look at this team and I say, this team, quite frankly, the season that it's had is a little underrated. Now, think about that.
Yeah.
Think about that. They have a 2,000 plus yard rusher that could have very easily broken the all time rushing record. I digress. We move on.
New record. Should have.
New record.
Keep it moving.
Yep.
They have arguably, I don't even know if it's arguably, they have the best offensive line in football.
Yes, I agree.
So now when I'm thinking about offensive line, Spike, I'm thinking about the Hogs, those great Washington Redskins offensive linemen of the 80s.
Yep.
I'm thinking about the Dallas Cowboys offensive line. They had in their three championship era.
Yep.
Right? When you think about offensive lines, underrated offensive line was what the offensive line in Denver did with Terrell Davis under Alex Gibbs and the stretch zone offense. This offensive line, I believe, has a chance to go down as one of those offensive lines in history. And then the defense. Although the names aren't necessarily marquee names, we're getting these guys at the beginning of their careers. They're just scratching the surface. By the time they're done, they will be household names, all pros, pro bowlers at several different positions with this team. I look at the coordinators. I look at the head coach. I look at I don't believe this is a one-year type of team. I think this team has a chance to go on a nice little run here. I really do. And you got an all-time great at running back. When you look at the Philadelphia teams, the 83 team will be brought up.
Yep.
Hall of Famers all over the place there. But that team almost has a feel of they finally did it after disappointment after disappointment after disappointment. Some can even make the same argument for the 80s team with the Phillies 80s team.
Yep.
They finally did it in 80. I don't know if I have a they finally did it feeling with this team as much as I have this is the beginning of something that could be great for a while. And so if they win it and you're taking down Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, yeah. Yeah, the Sixers beat the great Lakers. Yep. The Phillies. The Phillies beat
the Royals.
The Royals.
George Brett.
George Brett.
But they beat the Astros in the 5-game series, and Nolan Ryan, they came back in game 5 to take down him.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Solid. I can go with that. I'm just saying, they would have my vote. It's modern day. And I hate to get too much in the weeds, but there's something to building a team that's strong the way teams in the NFL have to do it today versus the way teams did it before free agency and all of that. This, to me, is a little harder to do and a little harder to sustain. So they would have my vote as the top team ever.
215-592-9494. If the Eagles win the Super Bowl, are they the best Eagle, the best Philadelphia team of all time?
Now, if they don't win it, they go right back down there with us, the 04 team. And
now,
some of the teams, the 93 team, the teams that didn't get it done.
So, and Jack, you say yes, right? That was the whole framing of what you said yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah. So the two teams, you mentioned the two teams that came into my mind. The reason, so my opinion on this is not yet, because I think that perspective is really beneficial in determining how great a team is, right? So the two teams I thought of course, were the 80 Phillies and the 83 Sixers. The 83 Sixers won 65 games. They won the championship. Now, all three teams have one sort of similarity in that they all added one player that put them over the top, right?
Yep.
The 80 Phillies added Pete Rose. The 83 Sixers added Moses.
Yep.
The 82-83 Sixers added Moses. And these Eagles added Saquon.
Yep.
So there is one similarity there. But I think that Hall of Fame, there's no one on this Eagles team that is a lock Hall of Famer right now. That you can say right now, if they retire, they're a lock Hall of Famer. Lane Johnson is the closest.
For Lane,
I don't think he's a lock. I think he's a probably.
Yeah.
So the 83 Sixers, Dr. J, Hall of Famer, Moses Malone, Hall of Famer, Mo Cheeks, Hall of Famer, and then there's Andrew Toney and Bobby Jones and Billy Cunningham Cup.
No disrespect to Mo Cheeks.
No, no. Oh, I got you.
All right.
If it was the NFL, he wouldn't be in the Hall
of Fame. All right.
But still, Hall of Fame.
Nonetheless, Hall of Fame.
Nonetheless, Hall of Fame. So I guess what I would say is I keep those, and then the 80 Phillies, Schmitty Hall of Famer, Pete Rose, basically Hall of Famer. Yeah, the number one hit king of all time. Steve Carlton,
But they didn't dominate like this team.
No, they only won, 91
games? They won 91
games. Yeah, I think the 83 Sixers is the best.
The gold standard.
Yeah, is the standard compared to this one. And of course, the
is Billy C in the Hall of Fame?
He is as a player.
He is in the Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah, he is in the Hall of Fame,
Who could forget the 67 Sixers?
Oh man.
It's about time someone brought
Warriors.
Them up.
Yeah.
Whatever. No, they're the Sixers.
Were they the Sixers?
Yeah, they were the Sixers.
Oh, okay, I thought they were.
So and of course we have the 08 Phillies. We have the 2010 2011 Phillies.
Yeah.
And then we have the team that Jack until this point has said the greatest team that he ever watched, even though they didn't win the championship, was your 04 Eagles.
Well, I mean that's fair.
That's called having the eye.
That's an eye test.
That's an eye test.
And actually, I think even if they lose,
But
I think they're still the best individual team I've seen. I'm not comparing them to the 83 Sixers. I'm not comparing them back
even
to
if they lose?
Even if they lose, I think this is the most... Because they are going against Mahomes and Andy. It wouldn't be some upset if they lose this game.
You know what? I would argue the 04 team is a strong case.
I would love to know what the line would be. This team versus the 04 team.
Let me just tell you this. And I love A.J. Brown. He's...
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for
in Dax's domain. We see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them.
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know.
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's T.O. 2.0. A.J. Brown is, we would say, the third best receiver in the league behind Justin Jefferson
and Jamar Chase.
Yeah. T.O. is no worse than the third worst receiver in the history of the game.
Right. Yep.
The history of third best receiver. I'm sorry, the third best receiver in the history of the game.
And in terms of established defensive players.
And I got him at number two behind Jerry Rice.
And in terms of established defensive players, that team we know with perspective.
Yes. Well, and listen, I mean, we sent 10 Pro Bowlers.
Right.
To Hawaii. Yeah. When the Pro Bowl mattered. Too, wow.
Are you changing your vote?
Well, I'm just saying.
Right. Well, people do sleep on that team.
That's if they don't win.
And
if they win, Spike, I got them there.
Okay.
As the best.
Yeah, so that's what we're doing. This is if they win.
Yeah, this is if they don't win, they go with some of the other great teams that didn't get it done.
And the difference between this team, obviously, the 04 team is the quarterback. I mean, you know.
Quarterback was better.
Donovan threw for what, 32 touchdowns that year? Six picks?
Yeah.
And could you compare the 04 team to the Phillies, the 2011 Phillies? What was the four aces Phillies?
That was 11.
The 2011. Yeah. Or even the 09. How many games did we win in 09?
Well, 09, they went to game six of the World Series.
Right, against
the
Yankees.
And then I think the 10 team was the best. But
okay.
You know, a lot of people say the 11 team, but.
The 11 team set the record.
They did, but their offense was like really over. Like they were carried by those four pitchers, essentially.
Yeah. Yep. All right. 215-5.
The total team game, Mike.
Yeah. Don't sleep on Joe Blanton.
Well, they slept on Joe Bland, and he was hurt most of the year. Vance Worley pitch.
215-592-9494. You're sticking the mud.
Yeah.
I'm me?
Yeah.
I think that's the opposite.
Right.
I'm too dumb to be a stick in the mud.
Do you think this Eagles team, if they win the Super Bowl, are the greatest Philadelphia team of all time? Also, coming up, we are sending we're sending Buzz out to the streets, and if you haven't heard why, we will tell you why. That is coming up in a minute. 215-592-9494.
Uh-oh.
Every day.
Your mouse?
Every day. Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Here y'all go again.
What?
mouse messed up. Come on, man. We're Super Bowl close, y'all. We got to tighten it up every day.
Something ain't working.
Yeah, try my best, man.
Hey, man, look. I know you were talking about Buzz. I just got to get an alert real quick. Buzz, don't be walking up on everybody. Make sure you ask them before you get too close. You know, it's Philadelphia now. Listen, I know you were happy. Hey, man, I'm just saying, like, everybody don't know. They don't want to be walking up on everybody. But, hey, can I ask you a question? You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we want to keep you safe out there, Buzz. That's all. But real quick, Ike, my dog. But, see, I hate topics like this because, like, it puts fandom against other fandom. You know, I that was his team, so he gonna ride for his boys. You know,
damn right.
T.O. was a dog, but the way Ike said it, it was like it wasn't close. Like he was like, oh, if they lose, it ain't. I'm like, hold on, Ike, listen now. Now y'all know five and Hurts my boy, but I tell you what, in the Super Bowl, I know somebody ain't gonna be doing something. You know, I y'all know what it is. I know
it.
Ain't gonna be scared. That ain't gonna be happening with him. That's all I know.
That's fine.
He's got a point.
That's fair. Yeah. That's fine. I'm not. I can't dispute.
Yeah.
Can't dispute
that. And look, and when we looking at teams, this team added Saquon, but it's like this team is still like a continuation. Like if you look at 04, 01, or 2004, right? They went to four NFC title games. They went to the Super Bowl and they lost, right?
Mm-hmm.
This team been to two NFC title games and two Super Bowl. Now, we waiting to see the outcome. Now, if they lose...
No, we're saying if they win. If they win.
No, we're just saying if they win, yeah.
Yeah, but if they win, for sure, they the best. Yeah. Like, I mean, you got a guy in Saquon Barkley that could go down. Like, this I ain't gonna say could go down. It probably is the greatest single season an athlete had in the history of Philadelphia. Like, if we go in and win the Super Bowl and he wins, like, Super Bowl MVP,
right.
Like, I'm not going to bring up Week 18 to get Ike going. You know what I'm saying? So, like, they took that away from me. Now, if he go on and win, because you already know, if he would have played a Week 18 and play healthy, he would have broke the record. And then you win the Super Bowl and Super Bowl MVP. And let's be real. He should be the NFL MVP.
Too. I agree.
I agree. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This could be the greatest. And then you sit here and look at the defense. We all thought this defense was like, we say, oh, if they could be average, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They went out here and they shocked us. You know what I'm saying? They did something. They the best defense. We got Zach Bond. We were talking about Zach Bond, like, can he contribute? This man might be the first or second best player on the team. Like, the defensive side of the football. You got Q, who in training camp was playing nickel. This boy about him playing the Pro Bowl level, like what these dudes is doing. And then you sit up here and you just look at like the coaching job that Nick Sirianni's done. like from where he came from and all the babble mouth. Like, I don't even hear about Nick Sirianni no more. Like all the goofy stuff he was doing. Like, during the game, we don't even see Sirianni. Like, it's like he's a regular guy now. Like, it's like what he's involved into. So we win the Super Bowl this year. This is the best team in history. No disrespect to the other teams, you know.
See, I would ask you about the 83 Sixers, but you're a fraud Laker fan, so I guess I can't, right? See, nah, I got you. I got you.
83? I'm the same age as Jack. I wasn't even born in 83. So I can't.
Oh, sorry. I guess there's no internet or books or anything. Right, so, dude's never heard of Moses Malone.
I heard that, but what I'm saying is, like, I'm just talking about what I've seen.
Okay,
like,
all right.
Like, even like, the 0-1 Sixers, like, what Allen Iverson did, Dragons.
Oh, yeah,
like,
this team's better than the 0-1
Sixers.
This
team blows the door off.
No, but what I'm talking about, like a single season, like, what Allen Iverson did versus, like, a guy like Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
Like, that was a great feat. Allen Iverson won the MVP. But it's like...
Yep, Saquon had to carry people just like AI did, right?
Come on, man.
Come on now. See, almost walked into that one.
Yep. Got Eric Snow over there behind center.
But after this
Snow
Sunday,
catches strays.
after we win this Super Bowl Sunday, we're going to start having, because I heard you say, we don't know if there's a Hall of Fame on the team, you know?
Well, I'm just saying, at the time, there's no surefire Hall of Famers.
You win the Super Bowl, there's going to be a couple of them on this team.
There's going to be a couple of them, and the quarterback going to be one of them.
Not surefire.
Yeah, no, he's not a surefire Hall of Famer, no.
He's going to be in the conversation. All I need, with this year four, and we in a conversation in year four. That's all I need. Just put me in the talks, baby.
You can have a conversation with yourself about anything. But, all right, Corey. All right. All right, man.
Well, it would solidify Lane as a two-time Super Bowl winner.
It would definitely help Lane's case.
Yeah, solidify
it would definitely
him.
Help Lane's
It would also, I mean, not players, but Howie's a lock, I think.
Yeah,
probably solidifies
I think so.
Howie as a Hall of Famer.
Slay gets closer.
Yeah, he gets closer.
I don't think he's iffy, but I think you can at least have a conversation.
Certainly helps Saquon's case.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it definitely helps Saquon's case.
So joining us in studio, Mr. Buzz, Commissioner Buzz himself. Buzz walked in here with a giant. And Jack, can we get a picture of this to put on the afternoon show Twitter? Buzz with the card.
Do you want Buzz's face in it or just the card?
Up to you. I'll let you
Buzz's
make the call.
Buzz's face might bring the you know, no one
down.
Wants to see that.
Yeah. So a giant thank you card with Saquon on the front that is directed toward Joe Shane. We have a giant thank you card to thank Giants general manager Joe Shane for gifting us Saquon Barkley. And Buzz is going to hit the streets of Philadelphia today to get... Buzz, I'm tasking you with, you are not allowed back in this door unless... How many signatures, Ike? He's got to be in...
300?
By 5:45, he's got to be back in here?
Yes.
I think that's easy. This is a city of 2 million people. Buzz, can you handle that?
I think I can get 300.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And you have enough Sharpies?
I got enough Sharpies ready to go.
Okay. So what we'll do is we will have Buzz call up and check in where he is and where he's going. So if you'd like, you can meet him there and sign it. However, the first location, I don't know if we're allowed to say.
I think we're allowed to say.
We are allowed to say it?
Ava said we could say it.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. So
Ava said we could say it?
Ava said we could say it.
Whatever. So you are going outside of where they're filming the Jason Kelce late night show.
Headed to Union Transfer. People waiting to get into, they call it Late Night with Jason Kelce.
Yes.
Plenty of passionate Eagles fans there. Don't think I'll have too much trouble getting that crowd to sign this
That's
card.
That's sort of cheating. It's sort of cheating.
That's all right, though. It's on the streets.
Real Eagles fans.
We want real Eagles fans signing this.
And if you end up going over there to see Buzz, don't cause any ruckus trying to get into the show. Let the people who are going into the show get into the show.
Yeah.
I don't want to cause any.
Those are tickets.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Yeah, don't be annoying.
Not causing a security issue.
Yeah, right? that's what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to.
And don't give Budge a wedgie. You know, don't look for a locker.
Yeah, don't check his underwear for accidents.
Yeah. And don't make him have an accident.
Yeah, don't make him have an accident. No pushing Buzz, nothing physical. And Buzz, you are absolutely confident walking up to a stranger and saying, hey, can you sign this card for Joe Shane?
I think once I explain what it is, I have no issue going from there.
And we are sending Tucker with you to
He'll
record
video the whole thing. Yeah.
Okay. Because I want at least a couple awkward interactions.
I imagine there will be.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So first you're going to Union Transfer. Do we know where you're going right after that?
Yeah, so I don't know in what particular order, but Reading Terminal Market, One Liberty Place, Chickies in South Philly, 30th Street Station. We'll be hitting all of those.
All right. So you'll be at Chickies. All right. So you'll check in with us from Union Transfer, and then we'll find out where you're going to go next. But that's where you're going now.
Yes. That's where I'm
going. Union Transfer
now.
Is 11th and Spring Garden or something like
Sounds
that?
Sounds about 10th, 11th. Yep. Yeah.
Right around there. Okay. All right, Commissioner Buzz, do not walk in that door without 300 signatures.
Looking forward to it. I'll check in soon.
All right. Thank you, Joe Shane. All right, coming up next, Nick Kostos joins us, give you some betting advice, early betting advice for the Super Bowl. And I also want to talk about this thing with you guys where, people talk about the Kansas City Chiefs getting like beneficial calls from the refs, like that the league is cheating for the Kansas City Chiefs. We will talk about if we think that is actually the case coming up next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.